Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, February 10th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation of Hunt County, and Francis Dalby with the Hunt County United Way. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1893, singer and comedian Jimmy Durante. Swimmer Mark Spitz, winner of 7 gold medals in the 1972 Olympics, is 64 today. He tells a story about a Russian journalist asking about his trademark mustache, very unusual for a swimmer.
I said, well, you see, it allows the water to deflect away from my mouth. So he turns and translates this as fast as he can in Russian. They're all writing it down. The next year, every Russian male swimmer had a mustache.
And some of the Russian female swimmers. Roberta Flack is 75 today. On this day in history, in 1962, the Soviet Union releases captured American U-2 pilot Francis Gary Powers. He'd been shot down nearly 2 years earlier.
A Soviet SAM missile brought him down. He was captured, interrogated, tried, imprisoned, and finally exchanged for a Soviet spy.
In 1996, world chess champ Garry Kasparov loses a game to the IBM Deep Blue computer, but went on to win the match. From the chesswebsite.com.
So IBM came out there and said, you know, we've created a supercomputer called Deep Blue and we want to challenge Kasparov. Now, they did play twice in 1996. They played the first time. Kasparov did win that 4-2, by a score of 4-2.
However, Deep Blue won a rematch the following year. At the top of the charts on this day in 1955, the McGuire sisters. We don't have sister acts anymore, do we? And Sincerely.
Sincerely. Oh, yes, sincerely. 'Cause I love you so dearly.
On the KETR events calendar coming up at 7 p.m. Thursday, February 20th, at the A&M Commerce Student Center, the next Songwriters Showcase. Area musicians, composers, singers, and songwriters are invited to perform their original works live at the monthly Commerce Songwriters Showcase hosted by Johnny C. Lately. KETR's Matt Menke is also on hand to hand out KETR goodies and record the performances for potential airplay later during Notably Texan. It's a free show, open to the public. No affiliation with A&M Commerce is required. The Songwriter Showcase, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 20th, in the A&M Commerce Rayburn Student Center. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also David Caldwell from the Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And David, we do a thing called the Thought for the Day. And today it actually does come from Confucius. And Confucius say, by three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is the easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest. Confucius with some wise and no doubt hard-earned wisdom. David, you're the person who directs the Senior Center of Hunt County, and I've learned that there are several locations around the county, not just in Greenville. You deliver home meals to the elderly, and I've learned not to say Meals on Wheels in talking about this, because Meals on Wheels is a trademark name and would add to your overhead if you use that name.
That is correct. By paying for that annual fee to utilize that acronym, then what that does is it takes meals off the table. So as an organization, we elect to feed more clients with those dollars.
Mm-hmm. and get the job done just the same.
That's exactly right.
So 5 meals a week is what most people who receive this service receive from you.
Yes, sir. That is the meal program that we have currently.
Also, you do have some funds by which you can provide meals on the weekends and the evenings. Tell me about that.
Actually, we've applied for some grants through the Texas Department of Agriculture, which further subsidizes our program. The grants are targeted towards the expansion of the meal program, which allows us to serve some shelf-stable and frozen meals on Saturday and Sunday in one evening of the week.
Mm-hmm. How many people are you serving?
Currently, we serve right at about 500 to 600 meals a day. Last year, the equivalent of that was 130,000 meals for the last calendar
Mercy.
Year.
Mm. And most of these are delivered to people's homes.
Yes, sir. 116,000 of those were delivered to homes.
Wow. But you do have at your senior center, one is on Lee Street, the west end of Lee Street in
yes,
Greenville.
Sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And one is in Wolf City and one is in Lone Oak. And you serve meals there as well.
Yes, sir. We actually deliver bulk meals to those sites, and we have individuals that will plate those meals, and everyone gathers there and socializes and interacts with the members of their communities.
And you cook all those meals in Greenville, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about a typical meal. What would, if I receive a meal from home-delivered meals of Hunt County, what's going to be on that plate?
It's very typical of what you would probably fix yourself. I mean, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, maybe corn, a bread. We also serve milk with those particular meals. It could fish. And just about anything that you would have at home. We try to cater those particular meals to the seasons. We have quarterly menus that rotate. And in the wintertime, we try to serve those warm type meals that you would cook at home. In the spring and the hot summertime, we try to utilize the meals that are a cooler meal that are easier to tolerate with the weather. So those meals rotate very frequently, and we try to have something different just about every day.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation of Hunt County, and also Francis Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. Of course, that personal contact is an important thing also, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. It's almost as important as the meal. I mean, that personal contact, a lot of times that is the only individual that the homebound individuals will see in any given day.
How many volunteers do you have? And do you have people who drive and people who cook? And what else do you need people to do?
We run a full service organization. We need volunteers for just about everything that we do, cook staff and delivery to the homes. Anything that anyone would be willing to volunteer for, we can always coordinate with them. And we work with everyone as best we can. Currently, we have a little over 100 volunteers that service just mainly the Greenville area. We have a few volunteers in Wolf City. And so we're always looking for volunteers in Commerce and whatever cities would be interested in volunteering and coordinating that.
If someone is not receiving meals and would like to, how can they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Actually, the best way would be to call into the center and at 903-454-1444 and dial extension 14. That'll go directly to our caseworker's desk, and they just request the meals.
What's that number again?
903-454-1444.
Very good. All right, listen, thanks, David, for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Francis, you too.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby with the Hunt County United Way, and David Caldwell with Senior Center Resources and Public Transportation. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.